close the shoebox. Shem ein batas zvuvim. As a Mishnah Berurah, I don't think he's right. I think it should be Osir. And he concludes, it's a suffix. Sveik of the rice of the chumah, sveik of the butter of the kula. That's where you can find this in Mishnah Berurah, in Pir Halacha. Shin Te Zayin Gimel, the Ramaskal Velochein. You want to see it in the Gemara? You can turn to the back, to the riff, Rebbe Osai. This is Bekitzer, I'm going to show you that for a second. In the third parak, you look on the Milchamis, page 38, the bottom. Shin Te Zayin Gimel, the Ramaskal Velochein. You want to see it in the Gemara? You can turn to the back, to the riff, Rebbe Osai. This is Bekitzer, I'm going to show you for a second. In the third parak, you look on the Milchamis, page 38, the bottom. He says, not true. In the last line, he says, "Siruf mechem lab sikreshu, shemalo higia past tense lit siruf." This is like the Tas. The last line in the Ramban is like the Tas. It's a past tense question. Unless you'll say it's indiscernible. That's already specifics. And anyhow, this is what we're not discussing. This is different, as Al Tehava said, from his example over here. Fine. Let's go back for another minute to the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Zayin, where we came from. We finished Sif Aleph, let's go Sif Beis and Gimel. Siv Beis. Also, the Ftoach Hadeles Keneged Amadura, Shikrova Ktas El Hadeles. It's a Gemara. That's the Gemara. Layat Le'abayek. Vafilu Ein Shem El Ruach Metsuya. Why? Gzeira Toshana Metsuya. It's a Gemara. Avo. Look at the next line. And by a Pasuach Kenegda Muto Lesogro. V'ein bo mishum mechaber. There's nothing wrong with closing the door. Why not? What happens when you close the door? Huh? Less wind goes in, the fire presumably will dim. How did I do that? So it goes back, I think, to what we spoke about before. You are in effect, in order for something to burn, what do you need, Rebbe Osai? You need fuel, and you need oxygen. Kach shamati from the physicist. Burning is oxidizing. So when the wind comes in, it's more oxygen. So in effect, we get all the oxygen, is like fuel. I mean, it's not fuel, it's a partner of fuel. So perhaps we could say, you let it close the door, which prevents the fuel from coming in. Why? Based on what we said already before. What, all the air and the oxygen in the world be outside that door is hooked for this fireplace? No. So therefore, it's like any case of fuel, which is not hooked, where there's nothing wrong with cutting off the supply. It's a fancy way to explain what it says in Siv Beis. Now Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, Rabbi. Says you shoch a nail at tavla menaris at tavli nofu nofil. Afilu mudolek ner actually yitzchave in the chaboso. Only the Arshul Shava. Shemen, forget it. He ersha shelo yikarvenu al apsilo v'nimtza ma'avir. Impossible otherwise. Says the Bir Halacha, he efshar, not a loshon tzar, uvemashesh the same, oshi yirach hakenu, benimtza mechaber. Ukamo shehevi harosh miha Yerushalmi. Okay, could be this way. It could go that way. That's what it says in the Bi'ur Halacha. Ah, forgot the upsik reisha de lo nichole, de lo mahane le midi, bau kibu da shem and ozali ibud, she nishbach, uke moshe kotze bagos mordechai. Where's this? On the marma comes. Open up everybody to the tough samach, Rabosai. Tough samach. The very end of tough samach. Here it is, page. One second. 162, halfway down the first column. Lamodir Abshimim Psikresh Alahecha de Mishani Minen Nicha, the Hacha and Nishbach Ozil the Ibud. Garnished. Quotes Yerushalmi. Says, Nehemiah Gabetavla, Mesalak Lunofil. Fetu Rav Yochanan, Kiruv Ze, Korav Zabba Zechi of Chatas. Lefon of Misha Mavir, Lacha Misha Mechabe. He says, No, keep of Lokorasi, Kofsa, Kofsa. Only Tanuach Rucha Kofsa. I'm not sure, Yerushalmi is always hard to read. What does that actually mean over here? Maybe it means Agos Maimini. Doesn't mean anything, as we spoke about a couple of days ago. But go back to the first part. So he says over here, it sounds like he's really saying, it's mutter, you know why? Because of the situation lo nichole. Remember, the Ritva said, according to the Aruch, the Yisra took a case where he needs the Shemen, or he needs the Psila. Otherwise, it's mutter. So wait a second over here. Here the Bialocha says that Fuki bin Sivala Fener Shemuna Chakori Adelas to Hashem and Nishalo Achara Kibui. Why must we say that? I would have said, if you hold like the Aruch, you have to say that. The Mechaber doesn't hold like the Aruch. So that's what he says after the brackets. The Kama the Potter Mechalas Chulama. The Kongam is Surah Eagle Rova Poskim against the Aruch. That's in Shin Chaf. I'm a little confused with this Bialocha. Quotes are Gos Mordechai. And the Sif Aleph he needs the Shemen. Well, he enjoys the Shemen. No need to say that Bialocha Lamais. He passed him against the Aruch. So Sif Aleph is going to be us no matter what. And here it should also be us no matter what. We pass the situation on Nichol as us. Unless it says here it's more kal, it's ain't Tzrichel Gufa. It's a shver avot. So all kibbutz ain't Tzrichel Gufa. You don't need a pecham. What's the difference? I'm a little bit at a loss to understand exactly the nuances of this Bi'ur Halacha. Okay, Rabos. Today, in the remaining minutes, I'm going to give you the introduction to tomorrow's shiur. It starts with the Mordechai, end of Siman Tov. Right here? It's right here? Where was it? Oh, that was the previous Mordechai. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn back a few pages. Not that Gos Mordechai, but Mordechai prop. Siman Tov is found on the page Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Kosev HaMaimini. Daftik Shaposeach Venol Kedako Layat Rav, Vadavi Psikresha Devadi Yechabeu, Aval Benachas Venizem Vishosh Shaposeach Vishosh Shanoel Mutter. And Rabbeinu Meir Hitil Liga Bishabas Bemamah Shalifnei Aaron Kodesh Vaneras Dokos Omdos Olof, Uvash Lo Yemenano. Aval pishu tashmesh muktzad afilu muktzad atzmeinu osa liga kim kshemenanea. Gam, okay, fine. We saw this. Now here's the last line. Gam hora shemutter liskor achalon b'shabes shelo yechabe haner mipnei haruach. We saw it in Reishai and Zayin Siv Beis. Vayapasua kenegda mutter lisagro v'ein lo b'shem mechabe. So we were talking there where there's a wind which is strong enough to keep the fire burning even higher. The Maram's case, Fakert, the wind's about to blow it out. And you save the day by closing the window. This happens in real life. What are you doing? The candles are going out. Close the window quick. Mutter. Rambo said so on Sif Bay, on Sif Aleph. Avulina Ladelas Kenegdo Mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Dalet, Shebezeh Eina Osa Klum, Lo Mechabe Velo Mavir. I'm not a Mechabe, for sure not. I'm keeping it going. I'm keeping it. Why am I not a Mavir? I'm causing a flame which otherwise would have been extinguished to stay on. Here's the answer. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm preventing something from putting out the fire. Nothing wrong with that. This is relevant to the Shabbos clocks, Rav Moshe. Shabbos clocks. Take a look at the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Yud Gimel Sif Kafe. Mutter lasas b'Shabbos is a darash in the Shabbos clock. Kadei sheyafzik b'shal mucheres yoser. We spoke yesterday about making go on or off earlier. It's a big problem. But to go on or off later, what's the big deal? Nothing. That's this Ramah. That's this Mordechai. I'm preventing some outside force from putting it on or putting it off earlier. So go on or off later. What's wrong? I'm not viewed, as Rav Neuvid writes here in Sivkot and Sadi. Ain't the dome of the most of Shem and Lanair? The Shani Ocha, Sheinu ala Marchik as Hadover Hamonea Hemshech Zerem HaChashmal, V'dome ala Noel Delos Mifnei Aner Shalot Tachavenu Aruach, Reish Ayin Zayin Aleph Beramo. Now the Ramo never said beferish those words, Shalot Tachavenu Aruach. The Mordechai said so. The Ramah could be further, doesn't have anything in mind. But the Mordechai has been fairish and it's mutter. You're not doing anything? It's not only the Mordechai Rabosai. It's really Tosfos. Let's open the Kuf Chaf from the base and see the Tosfos. Tosfos really says this. Please look. Kuf Chaf from the base. Tosfos Poseach. Poseach v'no kidarko. Afal pisha yadei kein misnadin haner misrachik v'shemen min ha-shalheves o miskara v'mechabe o mavir. Aval ein lefarech mishum kibui de ruach d'achore ha-deles. Ruach d'achore ha-deles like a ruach. V'yod. Yim kein aval lemeim ha-poseach olim deles k'neged haner k'tgama b'sama k'neged ha-madura. V'yod. T'tenach poseach noel ma'i suraiko. Before it should toys this, there's nothing wrong with closing the door to prevent the wind from coming in and blowing something out. Tosis is the same as the Mordechai. It's a Tosis, really. It's a Tosis. Does Rashi... This Tosis is really attacking Rashi. It's really against Rashi. The Korban Asanel says that Rashi agrees with Tosis. Take a look on the Korban Asanel. Sifkot and Gimel over here. Rosai, Sifkot and Gimel. I'm reminded, for those who are still doing the Maram Akomas, there's a mistake in the last group. It's supposed to be Rosh Simon Chav Dalet, the third parak. I apologize for that. Somehow I got tripped in a typo. But here we're in Parak Tazayah now.
Rashi Pirish,
That's the pshat which Tosfos rejects. Says the Korban Asanel Gimel, from Kosher im Kain Amay Noket Kedarko, Afal Pisha Posech Benachas Mikol Vechav Ruach Benashev. Gvalt! The wind's gonna come into my house slowly. I open up the door. Al Kain Libi Omer Li, Shrabenu Sova Dehoda Pirish Rashi Michab Ruach Haina Baosa Ruach Shenasa De Psichas Anilas Adeles. Over the Nistakal called Gimel Kushis. Shatosis Poseach. That ends all the kashas are answered. So in principle, Rashi agrees with Tosis. You're allowed to close the door, thereby preventing a flame which would otherwise go out in the jiffy from going out. Why? This is nothing. It's not even a grammar. The Alter Rebbe describes what's happening over here. The beginning of Reish Chayin Zayin and Sif Aleph, he says nothing happens. When you close the door and prevent the wind from coming in, it's not even a grama. Mutal l'nal azeles, b'shush l'yachave, haner, v'ein b'zeh b'shim grama v'oros. It's nothing. Not even a grama v'oros. He didn't do anything. This leads to an entire literature of Osai. What did I do over here? What I did was, I believe this was phrase was coined by Rabbi Halperin, Shalita, of the Machon Technologie in Yerushalayim. He says, you know what you're doing over here? It's called Minias Hamoneya. The wind is the Monea, is preventing the fire from keeping burning. You're preventing the preventer from getting in. You're preventing the wind, which in turn prevent the fire from burning, from preventing the fire from burning. Minia Samonea. Sounds a little strange. That's his phrase. Minia Samonea's mutter. On this basis, he created a whole industry called the Grumma switch. This industry is not so posh. If you want to look it up in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, one on my desk, in the back, under Chashmal, in the back, speaks about this question. It's all the way in the back. There's about three columns of being machlokes between Rav Halper and Shlita and Professor Zev Lev from Machon Lev, who rejects, named after him, who rejects this theory and proposes another theory, which of course Rav Halper rejects. So there are two different theories and each one rejects the other one. And we'll see tomorrow, maybe they're both right in their rejections. It may leave you nowhere. That we'll discuss in Mr. Shem. You can look it up in one of my Makomas, it's in the Encyclopedia called this, or the Sefer Meister of the Grumma Ba'alok, which I have here too. And we'll discuss this in the Shem tomorrow. Ooh. Okay. Both sides, we're continuing the Sugya of Grumma. As it pertains specifically to Mechaber and Mavir, but of course, as the Mishnah B'Yoloch already said, there's other Melochas as well. At the end of the Shir Esrei, I mentioned the Machlokas is printed in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Obviously, it's a summation of lengthier arguments. I try to get my hands on the Sefer Halacha Refuah Gimel. I haven't succeeded yet. So I hope to get it next week. We'll have, if I find something more, I'll mention it to you. But if you want to see a quick summary, it's in pages Tuf Resh Nun Tes Yusamach Aleph, the three columns, which is called that. It's called Mafseg Grumma, the Grumma switch. And this is used in Eretz Yisrael to accomplish many things. You know, in Eretz Yisrael is a difficult situation. Now it's gefährlich, a terrible situation. But the Matzav Bitchoni in general requires certain accommodations, the hospitals, you know, this, they're not just doing this. We don't recommend these things just for pleasure. But if you're stuck in a pikuach nefesh or a quasi pikuach nefesh situation, so somehow to minimize Yisurei Shabbos, two different systems of grama were instituted. Let's explain what they are. The first is what's called Meniyah Sameniyah. I'll read you from the modern Hebrew here. Page Tav Resh Nun Tes. Mitkan chashmalim ufal mevod yom v'ofen shem lo yufra u'oseh ha'pula nidreshes. It's ready to do what it has to do. U'mitkan sheni ha'miyatzer pul se'ur k'tzar tzarim kol mispar shniyot. It's these pulses of light every few seconds. V'sholcham le'eva ta photoelectri shebemitkan ha'chashmalim ha'moneh ha'mimenu es ha'siyas ha'pula. These photoelectric cells are bombarded with these pulses, and this prevents the machine from going on. High tech. Bilachitza nafsei grama yored beofen mechani, which means mechanical with no electricity. Michse, a cover. Al mitkana pulsin. So now all these pulses that are going out every few seconds, stop! They're blocked by this item. And therefore, it prevents these pulsim to get to the place it's supposed to get. Memela, uvekach nimnas hameniyah hamafriya lemitkan hachashmali lefol. These pulses were stopping the machine from going on. You stop the stopper. Meniyah sameniyah. Sure. This is Maasei Choshev for Rabbi Halperin. And Mochon Madai Technologi L'Inyanei Halakha in Yerushalayim does these things. This is the version of Grama. Nuhu Gevaldik. Meniyah Samoneh, we just saw yesterday. Rabbi Halperin said, Mefurash Dinah Shulchan Aruch. You have the wind that's about to put out the fire. You close the door and the wind doesn't put out the fire. Gevaldik! So the fire is still going because of you. If not for you, the fire would have gone out. What did Mishabur say about it? Lo osa v'lo klum. Lo machaba v'lo mava. I didn't do anything. I prevented a preventer. Het the gummer. Not bad. Comes Rav Zev Lev, who was a Talmud Chacham, aside from being a scientist of note. He thinks it's us. Why is it us? It's true. If you look at the Mechaba and the Ramah, they allow you to close the door. But that's only because when you close the door, what happens? The status quo. The status quo continues. The door, the fire would have gone out. Now you close the door, nothing happens. So when the status quo continues, that's when the quote, Meniyah Sameniyah, is permissible. Yes, that's a din in the Ramah. But, he gives an example. What will happen if I have a flame and there is a wind and the wind blows the flame in a particular direction? Now that I close the door, the flame goes back to towards a little bit towards the other direction and will light another fire. So a brand new fire is going to come into existence because of my Meniyah Sameniyah. So Rav Zev Lev said that's also. There's no proof from Tosfos that's mutter. Tosfos is a matter of the continuing of the status quo through Meniyah Sameniyah. Maskim, it's a Ramah. But to create a whole new situation, to light a new fire, who said that's mutter? True, he says. And I'm trying to put things together over here because I only have a short summary here. True, when you close the door, it's possible that the fire will get bigger. But that's different. That doesn't prove anything. Why? He hasn't explained in this very short summation. I'm guessing why, because we spoke about it a few times. Maybe there's no issur. We'll discuss it again today for the final time. There's no issur to make a fire bigger or smaller. based on the Nesiv Chaim and the Midrash Shlomo, Tosa Shulchan. I'm guessing that's where he's coming from, as opposed to a brand new fire. Moreover, claims of Zev Lev, you could run afoul of a big problem. We read yesterday in the Rabbeinu Chananel, on the bottom, printed at the bottom of Kuf Chof and Beis, the Gemara in Bava Kama. But the Bava Kama, Dav Samach, says, Zorah V'ruach Mesayos, I winnow. I throw up the wheat in the chaff, and the wind blows away the chaff, the wheat comes down. That's the Melach of Doraisa. But in a similar case, in the Zikin, Liba V'lip Saruach Ampater, says Rav Ashi, you're right, Melechas Machsheves Osra Torah. What does that mean? That means that even though it would be considered a grama ben Izak and Potter, but some gramas in Shabbos would be chayv, and some melechas machsheves. We have to say, what are the rules? Not so simple what the rules are. The rabbi is mahalach, what it starts right away or not. According to the rabbi's mahalach, grama would be usher. These grama machines, for this, because it's starting right away. The pashtus. Well, I don't know how he never spoke about Meniyas or Meniyah. I don't know which side he takes. Because Rav Zelov has two separate objections. One is purely technical. Meniyas or Meniyah is only a matter of maintaining the status quo, not creating something new. And number two, sort of a more general objection, based on the Sugya and Baba Kamed Av Samach, as per Shitas Rashi, Melechus Mavshevas, if you want it to happen. True, the Rosh says in Baba Kama, the din meyuchad by Zoreh, because the whole essence of Zoreh is Ruach Mesayasa. Okay. That's the Rosh Hashit. But who says we pass in that way? Reb Chaim Oizen, quoted here in this Sefer, in Encyclopedia, says that if you'll assume that electricity, when you put on a switch, is a kind of a grama, which is highly questionable, very highly questionable, as considered a grama, but im tzitzalom is grama, whether you chayev a putter depends on Rashi and the Rosh. Call the Rashi chayev anyway, even if it is grama. I don't call it the Rosh, it's a dim yuchad by Zoreh. And there's an Evan Ha'Oz I asked you to see. I asked you to be Aloch, actually. And Simon Reish Nun Beis, Sif Hei. Dibra Machzal HaShmo HaSkol. What's the question over there? I put grain into a water mill. And later the water comes and grinds up the grain. A similar question we're discussing. The Madaram seems to say, you're potter. And the Evan Ha'Oz says, you're chayev. Chaim always ties this in as well. In this case, give you a maramaka to show you we have already in classical poskim these kinds of questions. So very nice that Rabbi Zev Lev didn't like Rav Halpern. No, what do you think? He has his own mahalach. He has his own creation. Let me tell you what his creation is. It's called Hamshachat Matzav. We assume, we saw in Shi yesterday, that you have a Shabbos clock and it's supposed to go off at midnight. I can extend it to go off at 1 a.m. I just, you know, push the whatever, I press the, take out the button, let's say every hour is a button. I take out the 12 o'clock button, it goes off at 1 o'clock. We can say that to be mutter. So that's why Zev Lev pulled a trick like this. How does he have it? Listen to this. It's I don't know, this is the science of it. It's fascinating. It's some kind of a system. Mechaber u'menatik es ha-magalach ha-shmali shebo. Machzorim kavuim. It's just every number of seconds it goes on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. Okay? So if you don't do anything, it'll go on for a second and go off right away. I don't know if it's going to be noticeable. But what do you do if you wanted to stay on? So what you do is, while it's off, you remove the item that's going to turn it off later after it goes on. And they have a system to turn it off the same way. So all you're doing is continuing an existing situation. The existing situation is going to come alternately throughout the whole Shabbos on its own because of what you put into operation before Shabbos. And what you do then, you either on or off, just maintaining the status quo further. That's what he says. It's better. He says, there are those who say that you're not allowed to have a Shabbos clock go on longer. That's a chiddush. It says like Moshe Shemel in there. We saw yesterday in Shemir Shabbos, it's not like Moshe Shemel in there. Well, they don't say it is like Moshe Shemel in there. But here it's even better, because here you're pulling, you're taking out the off switch at midnight before it went on at 11 p.m. Supposed to go on at 11, go off at midnight. You pull off the off at 10 p.m. before it went on even. That's what that turned. He said, that should be Mutal Chaladeh, as he claims. That's what he says. They don't write here in this, in the encyclopedia, what Rav Halperin's rejoinder is to Rav Zev Lev. I don't have it. I do remember from seeing it some years ago that he didn't like it at all. He thought this was awesome. And my memory fails me. I forgot what he said, but I remember at the time it was somewhat persuasive. So I was left with the impression that maybe both are right, that the other ones are wrong. And therefore, when Rav Shechter Shlita writes in Bikvei Hatzon, the Rav wasn't a fan of rubber switches because of assuming they're going the regular way, which they're both not. They're both are Ma'ore this child. They both are worried about Rav Shlomo Zalman, Simon Yud Gimel, you know, they're pouring the water down the mountainside. They're both not straight rubber. They try to outsmart it one of two ways. I'm not sure if the outsmarting accomplishes it. So we'll put it on hold until I get a hold of that safer. I hope I'll get it, and then we'll come back to it. If there's anything to add. I would like to speak about refrigerators, though, which are on a thermostat. That's also found. The very next column talks about thermostat. Okay? Thermostat. Rav Yitzchak Halperin held that you're allowed to open the refrigerator when the motor is going, not when the motor is off. I'll tell you an interesting story. When I was a high school senior, I was in RJJ, and I was privileged to spend the Shabbos with my Rebbe, Rav Zedel Epstein, Zolzayin Gazutten Shtark. And I remember, this was in East New York at the time, the neighborhood was already beyond gone. The only two people left were Rav Zedel Epstein, Shalita, and Rav Pam Shalita. Those were the only two people, everyone else was just, there was nobody there. So I was there, and it was in June, with a friend of mine. And I see it's time for Shalosh Shudas, and the Rav Zedel is pacing and talking, and he's waiting, and I see already he's getting nervous, and time to go to Mincha. What's going on over here? Finally, he calls in a goy, no shortage of in the street, little kid, gives him a candy, and he asks him to open the refrigerator. Could have asked me. But he's about Muslim, wouldn't ask him. Apparently he was waiting for the motor to go on to get open, and the motor wasn't going on. So he held his chumrah. But you can't open it when it's going, when it's off, and you're allowed to open it when it's on. Why? Again, he says it's like you're closing the window, so the wind shouldn't keep going, and but blow out the candle. Same business again. It's a menia samonea. It's sort of a backwards kind of a sense over here. The door of the refrigerator stops the hot air from coming in. So that's a problem to open it up, but if it's already going, it would have gone off. Now you're preventing it from going off. You have to look up, it's in column, Tav Resh Samach Vov. Let's see if I can read it to you. Afim Donim also Kimarach Pulos HaManoa Ukhamos of Shemel Menair. Ain't a grammar. Kevin Shane also mice of a goof at Dover Hadolik. No. It's not it. Sigas on the Karsha, Avir Acham, Eno Boer, the Eno Mavir, Elamonea es Afsakas Pula Samano. I think it's also found in Mincha Shlomo, it quotes here. Simon Yud Oz Dalet. And there are those who say, no, you keep it going longer. And these are the same people who presumably would hold it's also to move the Shabbos out to go off later. So this is an interesting machlokas by the refrigerator. It seems to have it's already precedent in the machlokas by the Shabbos clock. May you have it go off later than it would have gone off otherwise. And the minute gets to be Makel in that child. Oh. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman now is bothered with a problem. Let's assume that a Shabbos Chag is Grumman. Again, the Rav didn't assume it. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, in his Mincha Shlomo, only assumed it with respect to Kibui, which is up to the Rabbanan. But let's assume that. So let's now assume the following case. I wanted to go off an hour later. I have company coming off an hour later. So what do I do? The most Shabbos stocks, even to this day, I think, tell me if I'm wrong, have the following system. There are some that have pegs go in and out. Screws go in and out. But I think more of the modern ones now, it's like on a track, and you can't move it. You have to disengage it by pushing it, usually by pushing it in, slide it along, and let it go. Am I correct? Is that how your Shabbos clock works? No one will get blank looks. You don't have a Shabbos clock? What? Why? Leave it the way it is. Yeah, okay. Perhaps a computer runs on by now. But the ones that I have in my house, the way it's a kind of a thing, you press it and slide it along, or if it's a little screw, you just sort of pull it out a little bit, slide it, then push it back in. You disengage it, slide it, and engage it. That's, I think, how almost all of them work nowadays. Correct? Who has a different one? How's yours work? What? Many pegs. So you pull out the peg, out mamish, and then put it back in again. Okay. Fine. So let me tell you what it says over here in Perek Yud Gimel, which is a perek about these matters. Look in the footnote, Sadi Dalet and Sadi Hay, something very interesting. Chidushim nifloyim v'noroyim if Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. As this follows. Shon Hashem b'chogo mishtachrer ayadei lechitza kach shenitin la'azizo. This is what I'm describing. It's on the track. If you have to take the peg out and put it back, that's worse. That's going to be a gram kibui mamish. If I'm just sliding it along, it's less than gram kibui. Why? In Shlomo Zalman's eyes, it's like I'm making it go off later. It's like I remove the peg. See, I have two pegs. I don't want to go off at midnight or at 1. So I have two pegs, one at midnight, one at 1. I remove the midnight, the 1 stays. Now, I agree. If you remove the midnight, the 1 stays, that's mutter. But that's not what happened over here. You slid midnight along until it hit 1. There are both sides. Think for a second. When you slid it along, it was off the track. If someone says, stop, keep your finger down. Don't make a move. And you keep your finger down till Abdullah. When will it go off? It won't. Because it'll pass by that spot, but it's disengaged. So according to what I thought, push-up shot, there's no difference between taking a peg out and putting it in an hour later, or sliding on a track, disengaging and engaging, but letting go. Same thing, no? It's a difference. Frank, footnote, Sadi Dali, Yesh La'ayin. Same as it should be also again, it's a grammar. Or worse. Why? Look, you make the guy sit there all day. Grammar's mutamikir adin. It's a chum of the Ramah. Not, they never made the chumah, the guy should have to stick the left Abdullah with his finger there. Mimela! You're allowed to put yourself in that situation in the first place. You can put yourself into a situation to take advantage of the heter of grammar. Fascinating. Now, of course, we already pointed out yesterday that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman only was convinced of grammar with respect, relied on this possibility of it being grammar with respect to kibbutz, not respect to hadlakah. And he makes no distinction. That of course is going to be even a kavachomer problem in this kind of a case, or a similar problem. That's what it says. And then maybe it's mutar is hatzarihei l'salik es agorim al das lav zero. We discussed yesterday takyad in the Taz of Kodan Hei mutar likach psili miner adolek litna b'ner acher v'lo armina dechashiv kemachaber v'chol zeru madlik. There are other people who argue in that Taz. That's for kibbutz gomer, but not for gromer. Then he has in Shinta Zayin by Tzeda. If you have a chicken and do all, the door opens, you can close it again. We don't view it as two separate pulas, one long pula. That's a chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. Two steps, we don't look under a microscope, it's one long thing. So here too, it's one long thing. To me, it's a chiddush nifla v'noira. Nifla v'noira. These two actions. Pulling out the peg and putting it back again should be somehow viewed as not as two separate things, but as nothing happened. Chiddush nifla to me. I brings riots? I don't know. The Taz, we've said, is Dovah Shenem Miskave. That's why. Dovah Shenem Miskave. Seda? No. That's because if you look there, it's only a Seda Miskave, it's a Psik Resha. Some say Psikresha by the Rabbanu Zamut, we went through this already. But here is a Miskaiva Lekah. To me, it's hard to accept these Chilukim. I was told that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, was asked to give Askama to the Sefer, Shmir Shabbos, and he refused because of the Shabbos class. Everything else, he was, you know, he didn't have to read everything. He gave Askama, don't read it. He disagreed. But this is too much for him. He couldn't believe it. Up and down Shabbos class he used to. That's what I was told. I don't know if there's any truth to that story or legend. That's what I was told. Okay, let's go back again to one final try at that similar discussion we made in reference to a few minutes ago. On the next page Kuf Mem Aleph, he says, if all you're doing, when you open the door, what happens? The Aliyah of Yerida Shal Alahava goes, you know, wind go up and down. Im Omnam Eina Goremes Lav Ora Yaseira Shal Hashem and Hashava. Rekleshinu tzuras alahava, there's no problem. If it doesn't burn any more fuel, just changes the shape, the appearance of the flame, no problem. Who said so? Also from Shlomo Zalman. And look at the Tzolch Shulchan, Kuvav, end of Sivkot Yud Aleph, and at the end of the Sefer. I looked it up. What does it say there? Quotes the Minchas Shabbos. You can't walk quickly past your candles. Quotes the Heilige, Heilige Buchach Rebbe, Hagoyen HaKodesh Buchach, who wouldn't shuckle during davening, so the candles went out. Shuckle. Can you imagine the Kibush Yetzer, man, and the man shuckles the whole evening? They just stand there like this. Tzadik, Hagoyen HaKodesh. He was afraid about affecting the candle, the shape of the nest. That says the So Shulchan Machmer al Atzma Hoya. He didn't pass it for the whole world, the Hailing of Bachacha. What are his Rias Lakula? Again, one more time. In Resh Ayin Zayin, you only prohibit opening the door because the fire may go out, not because it may increase the flame. There are many winds that will not put the fire out, but they increase the flame. And there's a Mish, the Kufkaf Aleph Amad Aleph. Cited in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Hey, what does it say there? You're allowed to put a ka'ora on top of a candle as long as you leave a little bit of air, Mishnah Baruch Havdalah. It shouldn't go out. What do you mean? You put a plate over a candle, leave a little bit of air, it's going to certainly dim the fire. Must be. There's nothing wrong with making it bigger, making it smaller. But there's one problem, which is the formulation of the Shemir Shabbos. He says, as long as you're not causing Lav Ori Yaseira Shal Hashem and O Hashava. It was just a week ago today I spoke to Professor Brandwine, who told me it's impossible. It can't be. If the fire gets higher, it means more fuel is being consumed. And we know this because we have a fan going in the room, so the Shabbos candles go out an hour earlier. Just because it was a bigger fire? No, it's a bigger fire, it's consuming more fuel. It's all about Talia in physics. So I, this doesn't exist apparently. So now I just repeat from yesterday. Logically, it should be awesome based upon the Sochet Shavo, based upon the Lubavitcher. Either way, it should be awesome because it's a bigger fire and you're consuming more fuel. But the Raya's brewer said it's mutter. So I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. I really don't know. And therefore, if it's only a Dabba Shenim Eskavan and a Pesuk Reisha, and it doesn't happen right away, so we have our Shul B'Givorim, we can be Mekum. But beyond that, I don't know. Okay, we now move to elevators, Rabosai. Elevators. Everyone open up the Shemir Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Sif Memtes. Elevators. An automatic elevator, some say can only go up and you can't go down. And some say can go down too. What's the idea? So going up is no problem, why not? Kuf Lamed Zayin, he writes in the footnote. Don't worry if you go into the elevator, it's going to use up more energy. It's going to cause a bigger fire in the power station. Yeah, he calls it a grumma. Well, okay, it probably is a grumma in this case, because you walk in the elevator standing still. That's a grumma, even according to the Rav. And in most cases, one person will not require, will not make a bigger fire. That Professor Brandwein confirmed that. It's not a psychration. Okay, fine. But more than that, even if you will increase the fire, you will go down. When you go down, your body weight is harnessed by the elevator system to save electricity. Conserve, Rabosa, conserve. So that your body weight is not, that's the way the system is very, very sophisticated. Somebody was telling me a story about one elevator in Eretz Yisrael. Who's telling me a story? It was Yigal. King Solomon. Oh, King says, that's the only elevator in the world, he said. That's what Yigal told me. Only elevator in the world that doesn't work, that doesn't use the normal system. That no matter how much you, they just, you know, made to order. They made an elevator that, you know, with the weight that of the human being does not have any impact on the use of the electricity. King Solomon. Oh, King says, that's the only elevator in the world, he said. That's what you guys told me. Only elevator in the world that doesn't work, that doesn't use the normal system. That no matter how much they just made to order. They made an elevator that with the weight that of the human being does not have any impact on the use of the electricity. But apparently every other elevator except for the King Solomon, it does. That's what I'm told. King Solomon. So Shlomo Zalman was now in a bit of tzoras. So, Mamish, your weight is contributing to the, to the whole operation of the elevator. How do you allow that? So, those who want to look it up can see Rabbi Halpern's quote here on the Maliot. It's page Tafresh Tzadi Zayin and Ches. He says, look, he says, in Baba Kama, Gula Baba Kama, your weight causes problems. Papa Baraba, your weight breaks a chair, you have to pay. You did it nicely, like a mice and Ezek. So, and then the Shabbat should be like the Zikin. He gives other examples, and the most examples are coming from Baba Kama, where your weight does something, it's considered to be you did something. And Shabbat should be exactly the same. But you can argue, this is a Zeh Yochol, the Zeh Eino Yochol. The weight of the elevator car can achieve it by itself. Your puny 150 pounds is not going to do anything. And the Gemara says in the Tzadik Gimel, Zeh Yochol v'Zeh Yochol Masein B'Mamish, a gevaldig tzad l'hokum. Says if half or no, it doesn't work. Because it's only theoretically. The elevator car is Yochol if it's in King Solomon, it's Yochol. But nowhere else. Because the system in advance arranges that when there's weight in the car, somehow the system is altered. So he's considered to be Zayin Yochol. That's a very delicate svar. Shlomo Zalman writes back, and that's wrong. Still Zayin Yochol, Zayin Yochol. It's very hard to say who's right on that svar. I don't know. So Shlomo Zalman has his famous Yisod over here, which I mentioned once before. There's no difference. You're in the car, you're out of the car, you're in the other car, not, the same thing happens, that's not considered to be a malach. And it's a raya from the Rush. It's fourth raya of many. It's in the Rush which we spoke about. Host of Shem and Shem and Air, the only chai goes, Yomarach Tzman Avora, Ayesh Bila Balach, Hapsila Shoeves Techef, Gami Hashem and Anosov. That's not a problem, it makes no impact. He quotes from a Tzvi Pesach Frag with the puddle, with the tree and the gimel. You have a big puddle, today, a big rain, a big puddle, and you take a water gun on Shabbos and spritz it a little bit more water. What's the difference? The tree has enough to drink from until after Abdullah. It's not considered to be a problem. That's what he says, a chiddush. And the proof is, you're allowed to carry a ner dolek, there's no isa mukta, even though the oil is moving around, this is oraya hay, moving around, and then as a result of your action, instead of molecule number 10 million and 2 being burned, it's number 10 million and 3 being burned. Doesn't make a difference. Then he throws in another one. Anything which would happen, even if you were sleeping or dead, is not considered lo sasakom alof. Maybe a chayv in mazikim, but not in Shabbos. Fascinating footnote. This is the only footnote in the whole Sefer which takes up a whole page. The whole page Shindal, just a footnote, and then some. No, nothing on top. To my knowledge, anyway. Let's open the Mincha Shlomo and see what he says about a somewhat different matter. Very, very interesting. The Mincha Shlomo in Simon Yud Sifkot Dalid quotes an Avnei Nezer in Simon Reish Lamed Sifkot Gimel and Dalid, who is bothered by the whole discussion of what's called Rama and what's called Maisa. He quotes an interesting citation. Lanias Daiti, it's basically saying the same thing. Well, you tell me what you're saying the same thing as. I'll read it to you. You tell me what it reminds you of. Okay? I'm reading it to you. Quote. L'chore kosher. L'ama yemut gram kibui. Hanicha lo b'kibui. V'yaf degramahu yischayev kimo zorev v'zorev v'ruach m'sayoso. L'choshev gam ken grama v'chayim ashev denichalei. You want the winnowing. Here also you want.
אך לא קושם מידי. דעבדי היה רוצה שלא תגיע האש לכאן, אלא שרצונו שתגיע האש לכאן, יסבקו הכלם ויחבו. ונחשב מחשבת הזאת, כי לפעול בידיים, שכשתגיע לכאן יחבר. וכתב וגורם, כיוון שעדיין לא הגיע האש לכאן, וזה אין הרוצה שתגיע האש לכאן. ולא נוכל עכשיו כאילו פועל זאת בידיים שתגיע האש לכאן, והובעים. זה חסיד של תאירה. What does he mean, the Sochet Shav HaRebbe? What does he mean? I'll tell you what I think he means. I think he's mechaven to the Shulta Gibora. The Dover She'enu Meskaven of Segresha. That's what I thought he meant. You don't want it to happen. But all this verbiage leads Rav Shlomo Zalman to a fascinating conclusion. Rabbi says, a machlokas gedolei aposkim of the 20th century about the following case. I open the refrigerator when the motor is off, and as a result, the motor goes on. Is that a psikration to nichele or lo nichele? What would you say? Take a vote. Is it psikration to nichele or the lo nichele? Before you vote, I'll tell you what the issues are. It's lo nichele that the hot air should come in. But it's nichele that once the hot air comes in, he wants the motor to go on. So what is that? Is that nichele or lo nichele? You want to have a particular vote you want to cast, or you want to just wait? Play it safe. It's the minute your hot air comes, going to put on the motor earlier. So Shlomo Zalman says, based upon this Avnei Nezer, it's a psikration of lo nichele. Because all this stuff, there's a lot of language over here. Hayarota shlo tagia esh lekan. But he wants, if the esh comes, it should put it out. But if you look, think about it for a minute, he didn't say it's a psikration of lo nichele. This is why it's a psikration of the Dovash HaMeskave. That's all he means. Lani is daiti. It's a psikration of the nichele. Who's on my side of this issue? I saw quotes. No, this is I found this again in the encyclopedia. Noam Chela Gimel, Rav Be'eri, father of Rav Be'eri from Keren B'Avne, and Rav Yudah Levins. I think it's Rav Yashin's brother-in-law, if I'm not mistaken, with the Hashmal or Halacha, the whole book, it's Saturday all the time. Who was Megil? Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger, Dayan of Brisk, who wrote this way in Paradise many years ago. And Rav Avadja, Yabiyom, Echelik Aleph. They all just consider, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is noted to them, it's considered to be lo nichele. I never understood. I always thought that a Pasha was nichele. I'll prove it I'm right. The Ritva of Kufchaf of Midvei, that we says on the Ma'am is the proof that I'm right. How so? The Ritva has to come about Kufchaf of Midvei, I have to psikoresh at the lo nichele. And what is the answer? Hocha b'mayaskinon, dochak teret. Hocha b'mayaskinon, he wants the oil or he wants the psila. We read the Shia, the Ritva. Let me ask you a question. Why didn't he ask the same question on the Mishnah? It's also a psikoresh at the lo nichele. He doesn't want the fire to get that far to the barrels to go off. The terrorist, that's called nichele. Because once the fire will get to the barrels, he wants the barrels to break and the water should put it out. That's called nichele. As opposed to Kufchaf from Advez, he doesn't want to go out at all. That's what the Ritzvah's a riot to me. Not to me, who am I? I'm nobody. A riot to... Oh, and you know who else holds that way? Rabban Kutla. Ooh. Mishnah's Rabban. I think we may even have it in camp. We have it here for me. That's the Musa Sefer. No, but we have the Shuvahs too. If I'm not mistaken, we learned Eruvin, the famous Shuvah by Eruvin. I think we may have it here in camp. Maybe. Simon Dali asked the refrigerator for this reason. It's because Segresha de Nichole. The Nichole. This is in... Oh. But then, at the end of Simon Yud, in Sivkotten Yud, he has the following Ha'ora from Shlomo Zalman. Namely, that the air that comes into the refrigerator does not cause the motor to react immediately. It's not what he calls a koach rishon. Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin makes a distinction koach rishon and koach sheni. Rashi is mashma, a little bit. No, not clear. Some rishon said that koach rishon is the first turn. In other words, if I open a faucet of water, the first boom, I had to find that. The first spurt is Koach Rishon. Beyond that, it's called Koach Sheni. So the first boom of air won't do it. It's going to, as it takes a while till it happens. That's the shot of many of some Rishonim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is going with that mahalach. P.S. The Yad Ramah disagrees. The Yad Ramah, Rav Halpin correctly points out that seems to be the mashmos of the whole group we mentioned before. The Rav Chaim with the Nesivis, with the Chazon Ish. It's all going with that mahalach. He said, Koach Sheni means as follows. The water goes out when I open the faucet. Stops. Totally. Then the wind comes and makes it go again. That's called Koach Sheni. If I started going and went out for 20 miles and put out a light, it's mamish my mice. That's the Yad Ramah. So, okay. He's going without the Ramah. He's going with some other, let's assume that we're talking about the Ramah. So he says that the air that comes in as soon as you open the fridge, until it gets to the thermostat, it's considered to be a Koach Sheni. Koach Sheni. And then he says, in the middle of this conversation, he spoke to a scientist who says, it's impossible for the hot air to impact on the thermostat and have the motor go on in less than 1 minute. If it goes on in less than a minute, it means it was going to go on even if you wouldn't have opened it. Don't feel that guilty conscience. Oh, you open up, ooh, right when it goes on. Don't feel any, adorable. Put it on anyway. Takes at least a minute. So I got the impression from Shlomo Zalman, at least with respect to Koach Rishon versus Koach Sheni, because we've shown him that a minute is already considered to be Koach Sheni. I mentioned before that these, in our other context, we need some kind of time. So maybe for our other discussion earlier, maybe a minute would not be considered to happen to be right away for the purpose of a grammar. But what about a half a minute? I don't know. He mentions the word a minute. Says, oh, it takes so long, at least a minute. And can I bargain it down to a half a minute also? I don't know. Maybe a minute would be considered already grum according to that discussion of before. Oh. Now, the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, let's not forget about him. He is the one who pointed out to me originally this Tshuva Mishnas Rabbaran, but he has some very interesting things. Again, I'm not quoting from his citation. This is in footnote 7 on the Melacha of Mavir. Just if you look at Mishnas Rabbaran, Mistimas Dvar B'chol Osa Tshuva Mashma the Nokalot of a Poshut the Zerem HaChashmal Mitzaratzmo Havi Ke'esh Umavir Midorais. What Shlomo Zalman thought was absolutely incredible and unbelievable and incorrect. Apparently Rav Aaron assumes it in the Tshuva. Now I thought that Rav Moshe was misupik about this, because Rav Moshe saw those two Tshuvas about the microphone. He said, well, he's not sure, a microphone, maybe there's an Issa Borer. Maybe it's a Daraisa. Then in the next Shuvah, he says, yes, what about hearing aids? So he starts to back out. It's Eno Borah by a philosophic Borah, something like that. So I thought he also wasn't sure about this issue. Shlomo Zalman was a Sicha, no problem, of Eish. And Rav Moshe Mesupik. And Rav Aaron said it certainly is Eish. That's one of the three giants that were on that range. Professor Brandwein suggested maybe not. Maybe Rav Moshe had reference to the old vacuum tube microphones. But it was a vacuum tube which had some kind of little, maybe a fire in it. Could be, but the Lashon of Rav Moshe doesn't sound that way. I don't know, I have to look inside the Tshuva, it didn't sound that way at all. In that same context, he told me, Professor Brandwein, that these, unfortunately, these fluorescent lights, I always thought had no filament, they have a filament. That's what he told me. The halogen lights also have filaments, he told me. The only lights that don't have filaments are the sodium lights, the newest ones. Somebody sees some light, it's just gas. It's very light. I think it's even cold light. Cold light is not Mavir D'Oraisa. It's relevant. Sometimes you go on the street and have these new security lights. So what happens? You walk and the light goes on. Ribbono Shel Olam, you're a Mavir. So if it is a sodium light, it's going on a little bit slowly, at least it's the Rabbonim. You have a Psik Reisha by the Rabbonims. We already saw the Truma Sedeshin is known to the Hakim. With the Mechava also the way, the Pashtas. At least the Mechava Raman is to the Mechava. He disagreed, but I say it's to the Mechava that way. So you have something to go on. But if it goes on right away, as most of them do, you know it's either a fluorescent, an incandescent, it's something, it's a halogen. If it goes on right away, it has a filament. That's what he told me. The bad news. So what do you do? I hold this as Nichole, my friends. Why? Because if you go on Tuesday, you like when the lights go on. Good for you. You won't trip. Costumes abandoned behind you. It's, you know, people like light. Talk about it last year. Rav Shechter stood that up. So with a Rashba, maybe a possible head. Maybe. Not everyone agrees to that. The other alternative is to put on a stadium lights. You know, get a big stadium light and put it in front of your front door. And it'll go all over the place until the neighbors complain. So I have to make it to a low nichole for me. But then, okay, I'll make you a deal. I'll turn it off for Shabbos. And I have to leave it on the whole Shabbos. I'll pay for it. You have to make a deal with your neighbors. What if you have 100 neighbors? It's going to become a thing. Everyone's going to have it. You're going to be stuck. You can't go this way. You can't go that. Mama's stuck. Says Rav Ribiat, I have a suggestion. Close your eyes. You close your eyes, you make the psikrejah de lo nichole. And he says, after the light goes on, you can open your eyes. It's honoring. I'm not kidding. Footnote 71. Okay. So, Reshla Nichlesh, Kavs and Mincha Shlomo in the back, in Simon Tzadi Aleph, Sivkot and Tess, discussing a similar case. You left the light on in the refrigerator. Oh, great idea. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Milk. You don't close it. Just close your eyes. You know, the light will not affect you. Segregation lo nichole. Says, Gam nira da afim yachlet latzom eno v'lohotzi ma'amakara kol mashat tzorach b'naim skuros u'lahashi osa kakak pasuach lo nichole osur. Against Shlomo Tess Melacha's book. Why? You know what? Goes back to the first shiur of the summer. Opening day. Simon Shin Yudzai by Kosher. Botlo Daito. If you tie a knot on tzitzis, I resolve to take it out after Abdullah. The sugar. We put tzitzis in indefinitely. Here too. The normal thing is to go on with your eyes open. No, you can't just close your eyes. That's, well, I don't know if that's so compelling, frankly. But the second throw, I think, is even more powerful. Yes?
Your neighbors, if you guessed by a house that had the light,
and
you
knew
it was
going to
go on.
Right. So this week it's okay, but next week you can't. You can't come back from shul. Okay. Stuck in shul all day. Wait, hold on. Then he says more than that. Listen to this. He's like the Lama test, but with the opposite conclusion. Gam im noma shemutu liftoach beinayim skuros haray vadi yemutu mikiradim liftoach achakach asayinayim v'lehonas mehaor shirei ha'isu krak etzem ha'psicha v'lo ha'anoa shalach reo. Right? No, adaram. V'lechein, kemo sheshom ein mischashin bedato kach gam kan holchim rak achar derech kol olam v'lo basadaito. What does that mean? I thought say better than that. What I thought he really meant was, that makes it into a nichole. I'm going with my eyes closed. And Rabbi Ribiat says it's mutter. Great. But then, a second later, Rabbi Ribiat says I can open my eyes. And I notice in advance. So when I go there for the first time, I know it's going to be a psikresha, and I know it's going to be a nichole a second later, I open my eyes. That makes a nichole from the beginning. That's what I thought. I didn't quite say those words. That's what I thought maybe he was driving at. So it's a very shvera vort. Jim Toma, Fila below Nasinus Maimi, also the Fisha and Itzotos, Noflos, Vitoka, Shema Fukovos, the Maishna Klisho Maim, the also Litan Taras and Nera, Fila Mayor of Shabbos. Yeshloma, Lodomi, the Hosam with the Gazvina and Shema Yitain Maim, Bikli, Shetakas and Nair, Bishas, Nefilas and Itzotos. And exer erev Shabbos out to Shabbos. Avalocha lo gazrinon shema yitan the socho shemen. Danos and shemen b'ner chayim b'shemav. No one's going to do an isa d'arais. It's just a matter of when you're making a psychological distinction. When you're making exer out to this, which is more calm, not out to that which is more chomer. On both sides. If you look at the Ma'am Makomas, the remaining ones, and the sheet is out, because of Rajba, you'll see that this statement of fact of the Rosh, that's not Mamar Akibu, it seems to be a matter of dispute. And to quote my Rebbe, it's a machlokas in the Metzias. Mitzvah Shem, I will see in both in the remaining Mar Makomos and the Rishonim, as well as in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samachay, on Sunday, what it's about, and then we'll continue the new inyan. So my initial...